About 7 years ago, I went for a physical. I used to be a UPS driver, and went into the doctor's office. They checked my blood pressure. Said, you know, Ted, we haven't checked your blood work in years. So they sent me for blood work, and they gave me a call that afternoon. Said, you know what, Ted? You got to go see a nephrologist. And I'm like, what in the world is a nephrologist? Well, my kidneys weren't working. And I went and saw my doctor, and he said, you know, Ted, our whole thing is for you to get a new kidney. So after about 5 years, I finally got put on the kidney transplant list. To get on the list, you got to be bad off in order to get on the list. So I got on the list, and, you know, during this time I had mentioned to my family, you know, I'd ask for prayer, and but I wasn't, you know, just giving it all to God. And when I first got on the list, they did a physical on me. They said, Ted, we've got a new problem. You need quadruple bypass. And so to stay on the list, I'd have quadruple bypass surgery. And, you know, then I thought, Ted, you've been teaching Sunday school for like 18 years. You know what? This is your chance. Your chance. God has given you a readily available audience here. You need to reach out. So I used Facebook, and I started asking people for prayer. And you know what? I had people who would come up to me that I didn't even know. Ted, I heard about what's going on in your life. Want you to know we're praying for you, you know. And then I would go and deliver to people. Mr. Stanley used to be the fire chief. He said, Ted, we're all praying for you over at XL Baptist Church. And then a guy I used to work with, he said, Ted, we're praying for you at Little Hope. And, you know, Debbie over here, Debbie had a women's Bible study she went to. I didn't even know this lady that I delivered to. She said, Ted, I'm praying for you. And you know, it just hits me. How do people go through things in life without God? You know, and, you know, I went in, I had this quadruple bypass. In 3 months, the doctor says, Ted, you have healed so perfectly. He says, you can go play all the golf you want to. Because that was one of my first questions. When can I go play golf? I got this trip with my brother and sons, you know. And we play like 45 holes a day. He says, I never tell people that can play golf till 6 or 9 months out. He said, but for some reason, you have healed so perfectly. I'm telling you, you can go play as much golf as you want right now. And, you know, in 3 months, that's a miracle. But the biggest miracle was yet to come. You know, after that, I got put back on the kidney transplant list. And after a year, my daughter, Katie, you know, I can't call her my daughter-in-law. Because what she did for me, you know, she took it on herself to offer me a kidney. And, you know, I used Facebook as this. I put all this out on Facebook. And, you know, for one thing, I don't put stuff out to sit there and make me look better. I wanted people to know what God was doing for me, you know. And like I said, people were coming up and, you know, that's what it's all about. God didn't have to heal me. You know, I sat there at the beginning and I said, God, whatever your will is, that's what needs to be done. I'm just along for the ride, you know. And that's what it is. If God had chose not to heal me, maybe people would have come to know God just for my personal belief, you know. It's just like we sit here and look at everything that the disciples went through. They went through. because they believed in Jesus Christ. Do you think they sat there and said, you know what? Crucify me upside down. Throw me in a pot of boiling oil. All that stuff that they went through just for the heck of it? No. It's because they believed in the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You know? And that's what it's about. And Katie, I mean, she sat there and we weren't guaranteed that Katie would come out of this fine. It's the love that she had for me, just like the love for my. You know, there's a Bible verse, 1 Peter 5:6. All right, let me see if I can pull this up. Okay. Yeah, I need my glasses. I apologize. I apologize. 1 Peter 5:6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you at the proper time. I got a call, like in August, said, Ted, we've got a kidney, you know, that Katie matches the donor. Matches a person that the donor has got. Because Katie wanted to donate to me. I apologize. Katie wanted to donate to me. She was not a match. She went the extra step. And they have a program that if you're not a match for somebody, you can trade. And I always say it's like the NBA or the NFL. You know, they trade between 4 or 5 teams for players. But Katie offered up her kidney to somebody else as long as they had a kidney for me. And you know, so I got a call in August saying, we've got a kidney for you. Or actually, Katie called. They called her first. And it was going to be right around Labor Day. Well, right before Labor Day came, we're all excited. It fell through for a reason. And, you know, both me and Katie said, you know what? God's got another kidney picked out for us. You know, and then the second time was right around Thanksgiving, and there was a group of, what was it, like 8 people? It was going to be 4 groups, and one of the people ended up getting sick from COVID. Well, there was a reason, you know, and some people started to get a little mad at God. Hey, you offered him 2 kidneys, and it's not falling through, and I said, you know what? God has a kidney. We just got to put our trust in him, you know. And the third time came up in March. They called me. They said, Tad, we got a kidney. Save the date, just like a baby. Save the date. You know, it's going to be like February something. Well, something went wrong again. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. I never wavered. And I kept telling people, keep praying. I even had somebody say, you just need to quit posting on Facebook, you know, because it's not working, you know. And I said, no, what good is that? I want people to know that God has a timetable. It may not be what my timetable is, but he's got a timetable, you know. And that's what it boils down to. And then all of a sudden I get a call. Hey, March the 2nd, we got a kidney. Okay. Excuse me if I don't get a little excited here, but I'm still going to trust in God. And so it came up, and I started putting out, and I said, you know, I was, every time, let me go back to one thing. Every time I went to the doctor or to the nurses or for the year and a half I was on dialysis, every time I met somebody in those offices, I made sure to tell them how much faith and trust I had in God. You know, I felt like it was an open door that I had a chance, you know. And you know, people would say, how can you not just be so bothered by this or upset? What time do I have? I got about 3-4 minutes. 3 minutes. And you know what, though? I took those opportunities to tell people what Christ has done for me, you know, and you know, And for a year and a half, I told those nurses in the dialysis that would see me, and they would say, Dad, we look forward to seeing you because we want to hear what Christ has done for you. The times I called that I would talk to these women from the dialysis, from the kidney transplant clinic, they would call and they said, you know, Ted, we don't mind calling you because you're always so upbeat and you seem to have just a genuine trust and faith in Jesus Christ. You know, and they said, people will get mad at us because we call and say, I know, we call and say, you know, we don't have it. So March the 2nd came. God provided me with a kidney thanks to Katie. Like I said, I can't call Katie my daughter-in-law. She's my daughter, and I love her. But, you know, it took six people for me to get a kidney. God has a timetable, and like Cal said, God has a reason for me to have received that kidney. He's not done with me yet. And it's my chance to go out and tell people, you know what? Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for the cards, the food. But most of all, you know, I just want you to understand how much it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know? So that's all.
Amen. Speaking of prayer, we've got a song for you.
Ooh, so. I don't know how I'm supposed to sing after that, Tad. There's power in prayer. And some friends of mine yesterday called this the prayer song. And it's not an accident that I'm singing it after your testimony, Tad.